Singer and songwriter Nina Nastasia is maybe the ultimate independent recording artist. 5 years ago, she created a small record label just to put out her own album, Dogs. Nina made the album's elaborate packaging herself by hand in her tiny New York City apartment. And she sold the Dogs album at her shows until it developed a cult following. She quickly sold out her first 2,000 copies and then found the album was too expensive to reproduce, so it went out of print.
Oh, he looks around and feels her curls across his frozen cheek, too close to touch.
Nina Nastasia has done world tours since then. She's recorded two other albums, but the demand for the original Dogs has not gone away. Now, Touch and Go Records is reissuing Dogs starting today. The packaging is a lot simpler, but it has all the same songs that Nina wrote and performed.
I write in my bathroom because I live in a pretty small apartment, so the bathroom has the most privacy. And I sit on the toilet and start playing the guitar, and then usually I'll write the music first. Almost always I'll write the music first, and that'll a lot of times inform me what the song's about, and then the lyrics come after that. And in front of the toilet I have a little box that I keep a bunch of toiletries in that I don't see for years, and anyway, it works as a good desk. So that's how I write, and it's actually become great for being on tour because I associate the bathroom now with writing, so when I'm on tour, I can write now, just go into the bathroom and be inspired.
I'm drifting down while you scream past my head. Fire away, fly away, I wonder what you
For a while, I was drawn to people leaving, people dying, that kind of thing. Love. I don't know. I feel so silly about talking about that kind of stuff. I feel like, I just want to write it and sing it, and I don't actually, funny enough, probably put a whole lot of thought into why or what it is so much.
Why don't you try again? All your life you couldn't win. You couldn't win. She's never coming back. She's never coming back. And all this way is bringing me down.
I lived in New York for about a year. I started writing music really for my own entertainment, not even thinking that I would actually get up on stage and perform them in front of people. There was no actual sitting down and I'm going to teach myself how to do these things. I just started doing it without a whole lot of thought about it. I think there was a lot of freedom in writing on the guitar because I had absolutely no idea what I was doing or what chords I was playing, or so there were no rules. I think in a way that made it kind of easier to write on the guitar. But I really, maybe I shouldn't say this, but I still don't know what I do so much on the guitar.
Nina Nastasia's album, Dogs, is reissued today on Touch and Go Records, and you can hear songs from Dogs at our website, npr.org. This is Day to Day from NPR News.